One of the most famous maxims of philosophy is, I think, therefore I am. Commentator and anthropologist Meredith Small has a slight variation on Descartes' famous conclusion, adapted to her own academic discipline.
I know who I am, and I know that I know who I am. In the language of psychology, this means I am a conscious being, someone who thinks rather than reacts, someone who takes in her surroundings and processes that information, milling it over in the mind, thinking about it. It also means I'm self-aware. I know myself, know I exist, and know I am separate from others. According to anthropologists, many animals have a kind of consciousness, but only humans and the great apes are self-conscious. Apparently, the big and complex brains of humans and apes, which may have evolved for other reasons, blossomed with an added sense of self. In a series of experiments, researchers placed a mirror into the cage of an adult chimpanzee. They let the chimp spend some time looking at himself. And then one afternoon, when the ape was snoozing, a researcher sneaked in and painted a large swatch of red paint on the animal's forehead. When the chimp woke up, he looked in the mirror and immediately tried to wipe the red patch from his face. Chimps and gorillas know that the image in the mirror is them. We don't know what these animals think about themselves or how this knowledge affects their lives, but the apes seem to be aware of their existence, like people. Consciousness and self-awareness might be special gifts in apes and people, but humans seem to have a hard time accepting them. We spend most of the day clouding our minds with memories of the past or fantasies of the future. We focus not on what is right in front of our faces, but fritter those thoughts away. We daydream while making dinner. We listen to the radio while stuck in traffic. In fact, humans spend a lot of effort to get away from those moments of existential clarity. We drink, take drugs, read books, and watch movies, all ways to push consciousness and self-awareness to the side. Even little kids throw out their arms and twirl until they are out of their minds. Our species likes best to be dizzy, distracted, or buzzed. Humans may be aware and highly self-aware, but obviously, we can't handle it. We know that we know, but I guess we'd rather not know.
Meredith Small is a professor of anthropology at Cornell University.